Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to On the Heart. The name of this program has to do specifically with the spiritual heart. That is, the believing heart has itself like ability and wealth or like options. So, what the Word of God does is bring in the Word of God creates out. With the understanding that our death. Is the will of God in Christ that we have this marvel, but a lot. We live in an age, time of habit and pandemic mediocrity, and so it seems that those on there seems to be a very an understanding of yes, there is the health of gospel. There are the and there are those who thoughts that have but if you would carefully read document in the book, you'll find a yeah. And in reading Christ Paul, when she's not in this material, although they are. Thank you. However, the emphasis. Having and Paul's letter to Ephesians, the specifically emphasize our Christ or our use of Christ. He emphasizes our creation. But we are vitally united. We are members of the mother of God. Paul uses in his writing the preposition in the right, upwards of 130. This is his most important preposition phrase upon mind from Paul. He uses the Greek preposition. Mm-hmm. position in Greek and in the sphere of and in plus locative or locative is also a preposition of that. And so the very prepositions of the Greek New Testament have title positive. So once again, preposition in means the sphere of it is and grown block. And notice emphasis on this was Paul writes. Paul, an apostle, Christ by the Lord of God. This things which are at and he writes to grace from God our Father left to look at us. Let us be the God and Father of our Lord. Let us begin not with all begin in all spiritual in the heavenly Paul's in verse 4, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation or fleeing down the that we should be holy in our future. We should be holy of blame for him and Paul's mature standing of the angel. Paul wants to be believers in Ephesus. Who they are and who every let us say every sin that Paul under the inspiration of the Spirit is still magnificent and we dwell because if you decide to take on the studying out that's terrible. But read the word absorb. Have a relationship with God that is still good so that mind that you have. Because the scriptures are in study and if God and in his letter to Ephesians, Paul emphasized the one that says he may attend Bible school, but I hardly know what that means. But Bible school for Bible in If one belongs to God, one in their word of God, all of lives. Word of God calls us out of now, it is interesting that our recent read an article on contradiction. And one of the best definitions, greatest definitions, chapter 4, which talks about and they speak to those Protestants, but will address to those who have taken they are hostage as some stupid girl. And I love the language that is written by Luke, and I love the description. It reads, Luke 14, preach deliverance to you. Now, the word deliverance in Greek is word. And the word means to be in fear, or one who is taken to war. So it means to be prisoner. Now, there are believers coming. Word of gosh. Word of God. It depends on the counseling model. For the word of God, and a counselor may or may not understand the word. And you may be exposed to some issues. You are more than maybe. Where God wants to take you, God has a word. Find out who you are in the word. That's the Holy Spirit. Who you are.